We're back. I can't believe it.
It's good to be back.
Must Watch with George and Alan returns. My name is George Pettifer. I'm here with
Alan Rutledge.
And our special guest today, Alan, who do we have?
Oh, we have Alex Milinkovic.
Wow. Oh, just me?
Okay.
I honestly thought there was going to be more of an introduction. Yeah.
From the Sydney comedy scene.
It sounded like you were looking for credits, and then you just went, there's none.
What have you achieved in life, Alex Milinkovic?
Not a lot, hey.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for
How's that
me.
Cappuccino I got you?
It's actually very, very good. Where'd you get it? You went to the chocolate... Dude, this is nice.
Yeah, I went to a specialty chocolate tier.
Were you there already?
Yeah.
What did you have at the chocolate...
Dude. I was there with a lady friend.
Oh, okay. At 3 p.m., you were just eating like chocolate waffles and shit?
No, we're just having coffee.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are cafes that are specializing coffee on King Street.
Yeah, but she wanted a hot...
Hot what?
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Like. Okay.
What time is this podcast on? It's got to keep it PG.
Well, it depends when people listen to it. If they listen to it after Watershed, then it's fine, but...
Then who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Well,
thanks for coming here, Alex. We wanted to have you on the show a long, long time ago, but then George Pettifer went overseas. We had to cancel your app because of some scheduling conflicts, and then George left the country.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not doing an app with him.
Yeah, no, I was actually...
I booked a flight.
I was actually really looking forward to it after we went to Melbourne. You're like, we've got to get you on the podcast.
Well, it was like we had all this great...
That would have been the time to do it, which is a shame.
I could remember stuff that happened in Melbourne, and I was like, oh, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that time we had a pizza?
Like, months have passed.
Well, no, and then I'm like, what the fuck was funny about eating a pizza with Alex?
We should update the listeners. You two went to Melbourne together... for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in March? Was it March?
When people think Melbourne Comedy Festival, they think Alan Rutledge, Alex Milinkovic.
That's it, exactly.
Harry June and Oliver Twist.
Oh, that's right. You drove down, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's actually where our friendship began, really.
Yeah, I didn't know
Your friendship
Alex
blossomed.
Straight
from
up.
From a bar of soap.
I fell in love with Alan Rutledge on that trip.
I joined Instagram.
Yep, for that trip. That vividly. By the way, congratulations on your Twitter.
Yeah.
I knew it would pop off, dude. I called it from the beginning.
Instagram is not working out very well for me so far.
Dude,
look, I'm sliding into everyone's DMs.
Nothing?
And they're just blocking me. I'm like, what the fuck is this? But Twitter, they embrace me. They're like, please, slide more into my DMs.
How many followers do you have now?
2,000.
Fuck, 2, dude.
2,000.
That's crazy.
That's good, isn't it?
It's not. It doesn't mean anything. They're all a bunch of fucking Russian bots.
Yeah, but then you can go back soon and you can unfollow all the people that don't follow you back, and then you'll be near parity. Because I know that you follow about 4,000 people or something.
I follow 3,000.
That doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, like I follow a lot of random. I started I worked out if you just follow writers and say that you're a writer. Mm-hmm. Then they'll follow you back, and it's just this mutual sort of, I'll buy your book if you buy my book. Everyone's just trying to sell their fucking book.
That's the
and it's shit.
Most I've heard in so long.
and it's like, because at the start I was like trying to follow other joke Twitter accounts where they're just putting out funny tweets every day, but these guys have got 100,000 followers. Yeah. They're not going to follow me. Mm-hmm. But sci-fi writer will follow me because they want to sell their book.
The thing is about trying to grow your Twitter account like as a comedian or whatever, when you follow other comedians, you know they all want what you want, which is a follower without having to follow them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what's actually happening is everyone's waiting for the moment to unfollow the people that they follow and hope that they don't notice, right? That's the whole thing, pretty much.
That's why I don't follow people back.
Like, is that true? You don't follow people back?
Unless I know you and I get around you already, I'm just not going to follow you. I don't want to play that game.
Yeah, right. I do a bit of that as well. I mean, I'll follow people back that I know. I know there are some people that won't even follow back people they know.
See, now...
Yeah, we know.
And we don't like that.
No, we don't.
We don't like that here on Must Watch.
We're going to get them on the podcast. We're going to confront them.
Can you mouth it to me?
I can say it off mic.
Uh-huh. No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
You might want to check whether they're following you, Pally.
Because I have that app, you know, that followers app? You can see who doesn't follow you back. And she or he didn't follow me back.
No way. Wait, on Instagram or on Twitter?
Instagram. I don't really use Twitter.
Let me check.
Have a look. Do you have that app? Do you have the followers app?
No, that sounds desperate to me.
Yeah, I know.
Great idea for an app.
That's great. It is good.
Yeah. That sounds too stressful. I'd freak out.
I've followed so many people.
Yeah. By the way, she or he, mm-hmm. or he or she,
yeah.
does follow me back.
Oh, really? No. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That's really upsetting. Because it's like me and George. It's like, why does
Wait,
they
or
hate
you?
Why do no they way. Hate our podcast?
That's crazy. Dude, now that I'm on your podcast, maybe you get that follower back.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I think once we confront him or her, it's going to fireworks in that episode.
It's so hard not to say their name right now.
I know.
Now.
We better move
Let's
on.
Stop
I can't wait
I'm
to
slip up.
Punch him or her in the face. And that's only problematic if it's a her.
It's true.
But if it's a him, then
it's
just like we're just juking
physical
it out.
Abuse.
We're just juking it out, you know?
Just juking it out.
You got to juke it out sometimes.
You
got to
juke it out sometimes. Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, I don't know what the fuck that's
well,
about.
Well, what else did you get up to in Melbourne? You went to see shows together?
Yeah, we went to see some shows.
Did we see anything together? I don't think we saw anything together.
You were hanging out. You were in the same
We were just hanging.
We were sharing a room.
Oh, can I tell you my favorite? This is what made me fall in love with Alan and also made me a little bit scared of him.
Okay. We've all had that moment.
Okay. So, is it okay if I speak freely?
That's permission to speak freely.
All right. So, me and Alan shared a room, right? Mm. And it was two single beds. Right. Harry had the queen and Ollie was on the couch out the front.
Okay.
And Alan just like one night, I think it was like the second night, because already we were getting along. I was like,
great.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And I was like slowly passing out and I'm just like on that edge of falling asleep.
Yeah, I know it.
And I just hear a deep Alan Rutledge voice go like, Alex. And I went, oh, what the fuck? I was like, am I dreaming that? And I turned over and I'm like, Alan? And I was like, what's up? And he was like, come sit on my bed. And I'm like, why? And he's like, shh. He's like, I'll tell you the secrets of comedy.
Why is that problematic? Why is everyone trying to cancel me all the time?
Dude, that's my favorite story about
all
you.
All young... I offer it to all young comedians, the secrets of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And all I ask in return, I don't want to shout across the room to you, the secrets of comedy.
I'll whisper the secrets of comedy.
They've got to be whispered. You don't want Harry June.
Harry June can't know the secrets.
Harry June's been listening through the wall going, oh, what are the secrets of comedy? No, June, you don't get to find out.
Oh, that was so funny, man.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of laughs.
We did. What was your favorite? What's your favorite my memory? You know what
oh,
I mean?
Here we go. Oh, here's the pressure.
Oh, man. I can't remember
Come
anything,
on,
man. It was. Mm-hmm.
There was nothing that stood
nothing
out.
Nothing that
you?
Stood out about me?
Do you remember?
I remember you were on Tinder.
I'll tell you a nice
Tinder,
memory with
remember?
You. I know a nice memory with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember we nearly got in a fight at the... what was the name of that pub? What is it called?
It wasn't... Was it the Glenmore? No.
The Glenmore. It was the Glenmore. It was on the roof of the Glenmore.
That was fucking so stupid.
Yeah.
That was so... Have I told you about this?
Maybe I know through George.
George, do you want to tell a story?
Yeah, I can tell it if you want. I mean, the problem is that it does involve telling a story about something that Pat Doherty did, which makes him look like a bit of an arsehole.
I don't think it makes him look like an arsehole. I think he had a good call on the guy. And the dude already... Because it was not like he struck first.
That's true, actually.
If he
wasn't,
if he was unprovoked...
I think you should take it away.
I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it. I think, dude, I'll stand by Pat 100%.
Go ahead.
Because we went out onto the balcony. It's a very small
smoking
area.
Yeah, the smoking area on the
roof. It's literally like smaller than this room. Mm-hmm. It's so small. Yeah. But gorgeous view of the harbor, so it's packed.
People love it. People love it. It's a good spot.
And Pat, in an attempt, this is a classic move for any young male out going, like you're trying to break into a group. Is you just like say the dumbest shit that you can, like to make you put yourself down and everyone kind of greets you into the group.
Okay.
Pat does this. He goes, hey, there's this like great circle of people. It's like eight people around one table and we're trying to get like a space at the table. And Pat goes, hey, everybody, just so you know. And he points at me. He's like, this guy will rim you for $10. And just because...
See, I wasn't here for this, so I couldn't even have told the story properly. I was at the bar when this happened.
Oh, that's true.
I came in halfway.
Okay, see, they loved us then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were all idiots. And they turned around like, ha-ha, rimming.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah.
it. Come on in, boys. And we start hanging out, chatting. And so I think Pat is next. He's not even talking to her. He's just like next to this girl that I think mm-hmm. one of the dudes likes.
Right. Yeah, that's always yeah. an issue, especially with Pat because he's a good looking,
yeah. and he,
fit dude.
And he belongs to everybody. Yeah, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
He's a man of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just chatting, being himself. And some guy goes like, hey, dude, fuck off Nicolas Cage to Pat. Pat.
Who doesn't okay. Who doesn't look that much like Nicolas Cage?
No.
There's a bit of a resemblance, I suppose.
A little bit. I reckon he looks more like John Hamm than Nick Cage.
That's a good shout. If John Hamm grew his hair out a little bit more.
And became weaker.
Yeah. A lot weaker and less successful.
Yeah. Pat Doherty.
Pat Doherty.
But so this dude goes like, fuck off Nicolas Cage. And Pat's like, dude, that is so funny. By the way, just for context, this table is only Lebanese guys. Right?
Yeah.
And Pat looks at this dude. He's like, hey, man, I love you from that kebab store.
Yeah.
And which is or something like that. I'm not maybe doing it justice.
You're that guy I see working at my favorite kebab store or something like that. You're right. It's around
like
that.
I remember you from my favorite kebab.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And the dude, everybody...
He didn't hear it, though.
He didn't hear it. And everybody up until now has been laughing. And people laughed at that as well. But some dude next to Pat was just like, nah, man, that's fucked up. That's racist.
Yeah.
And Pat was like, oh, no, we were just messing around. And he's like, nah, that's fucked up. And this guy was... this is how you know he was fucked up. He just kept repeating the same thing. He just went like, nah, that's fucked up. That's racist. And we're like, dude, it's so funny. He's like, nah, that's fucked up. That's racist. And we're like, okay, cool. No problem. We'll just go to another table. Don't even worry about it. He's like, nah, I think you should leave.
Yeah.
And Pat was like, well, it's okay. We're doing our own thing. Don't even worry about it. And I realized very quickly that this dude's balling his fist and that I'm also in between him and Pat. Yeah. So I'm definitely getting hit first if some shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
And then I'm just, get out of there. And that was kind of like, he squared up to Pat for a little bit, and then I was just like, dude, this isn't worth it. Let's just fucking go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like...
But the guy didn't really... everyone else was getting G'd up because of him as well. You know, he was the only one that cared, and the whole table saw him caring and started to care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was weird as fuck.
Yeah, dude. And then we dobbed on him
we
to
the... We dobbed on him, and the security guard didn't do shit.
Security like looked at him and went, nah, fuck that guy. He's not going to do anything. Yeah, literally.
But it felt so high school because it did. It started off being like a playful thing. We're all just like tit for tat.
Dude, yeah. How old do you look? He could have been high school.
Totally could have been. Honestly, could have been. But I was just like, man, that took a very quick turn.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, I think he wanted us. I think he wanted us out of the circle though. Like from the, because of the girl.
Yeah, right.
He was thinking of an excuse to get rid of us anyway.
Yeah.
Not me, obviously. I was not a threat at all. Pat, mostly.
That would have been awesome if he was like, this fucking George Pettifer son of a bitch going to fuck my girl.
It was all fun and games when you just wanted to rim everybody.
Yeah, everybody loved that.
And then you played the race card, Pat Doherty, and what's going to happen? You're going to have little tiffs.
Yeah.
Quarrels. Wow. And so, you know what? I'm going to go with the Lebanese table on this one.
You're with them?
Yep. You're with them?
Yeah, I've joined them. I've joined a Lebanese gang, and Pat Doherty, if you're out there, it's fucked up what you did. It's fucked up. I'm coming for you.
Are we canceling him?
I canceled Pat Doherty.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing this to the council's attention. The council of That's Probo, you're canceled.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, man. Yeah, but anyway, that's a memory that I have with you.
Thank you.
Now, back to the original.
Which Alan has...
Alan, nothing. You went on a holiday with him. You spent a lot more time with him than I have.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to learn from this young buck how people do it in, you know, in the dating world. In this day and age,
you didn't learn a lot.
And you were like, "Yeah, I've got Tinder. I'm in Melbourne. I'm young. I'm handsome."
Yeah.
And then I got to see like holy fuck, you know.
Shit got awkward.
What chance do I have if this guy's getting no matches at all?
Oh, no, you probably, like...
You're in a different
you
age
You got, like,
range,
a match,
though.
And you, it was because you knew them already or something, right? It's, so it's, that's it. It there I wasn't... Got... You think of Tinder as, like, hey, I'm going to match with some random person, and that's really the beauty of it, isn't it? You know, someone that you would never have a chance of meeting otherwise.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really work that way, does it? It's
I hate that when people like talk about Tinder, and they're it always makes me so embarrassed when people go like, Tinder's so good just for like a bit of an ego boost, you know, you just get an ego boost.
That's girls that say that though,
and then I'm like, what ego boost?
Yeah, exactly.
This like, shit
I've never
hurts.
Heard a guy say that though. Have you heard guys say that? I've never heard it.
I've heard guys
say
it. Oh,
really? They must match a lot.
Some dudes look like actual rats, and they make it on Tinder. Really? I don't know how this shit works. How good can that caption be?
No, that's it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I popped on Hinge. I was with my a colleague, because my work means that we're working like quite intensely for 20 minutes, like making everything, getting rooms ready, basically. But then we have nothing to do for like an hour and a half, and we just sit around talking. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get on Hinge. And she's like, oh, sweet. I hope you make your profile. I'm like, yeah, great. I get on. And the problem was, though, what you do on Hinge, have you used Hinge before?
No, I'm done with dating apps, G.
Yeah. I mean, Hinge, the thing you do is it gives you prompts. So it'll be like, the best thing about me is, and then you finish that question, if you see what I mean.
Oh.
So you scroll down your profile looking at photos, and it'll be like, the best thing about me is I don't know.
I'm on Hinge.
Is my
amazing rack.
Yeah,
dude.
That's it. My sense of humor. Something bullshit like this.
Yeah.
But I don't know why we thought this was funny. We did a. I talked to you about this before the episode a little bit. All of my things were based on poaching eggs, and we thought it was so funny to be like, the best thing about me is that I can poach eggs, and then the next one will be like,
Jesus,
it'll be like this, and we were laughing and laughing, and then I got home and I was like. The fuck is the point of this? I mean, no one's going to match with a guy.
That's pretty funny. I would match with someone.
I was like, my biggest risk is scrambling eggs. Or something like that. My whole profile's out. I'm just deleting this. There's no point.
That's
this is
so
stupid.
Yeah. I would be so impressed by that.
Yeah.
I'd be so, so impressed by that.
What I would hate is, I think, because I've hung out with... female comedians.
Mm-hmm.
They're comedians. Mm-hmm. and they'll just, you know, and we're just gossiping or whatever, and they'll show me, they'll have screenshotted a profile of some other open mic performer in the scene.
Right.
Because you tend to match up with people who are in your circles. You know, I think there's an algorithm which sort of matches you with people that you're already friends with on Facebook or friends of friends.
It happens too often for that not to be the case.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, what I would hate, I think, is for people in the scene to, if I'd done a genuine attempt at my dating profile and all the great things about me, you know, I study philosophy and I just love deep and meaningful conversations and I love to go to the beach and listen to the sound of the ocean and all this sort of, like genuine stuff, then they'd all be having a big laugh about it, you know, in their female group chats.
Yeah, you got to be aware of that, dude. That's a terrifying thought, a female group chat.
Yeah. What, that their sole thing is screenshotting
100%.
Dating profiles.
Dude, I
saw... Like, look at this loser being desperate. Literally.
Hey, he likes the sound of the ocean. He loves his family. What a fucking idiot.
Straight up, because that's so real, man. It's like, there's something so vulnerable about having a Tinder. Or like, showing yourself to someone.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Yeah.
And so that's why George is doing the egg thing. Yeah. You know,
that's the best shit.
Because then you're like, I'm not even, who gives a fuck? I remember when I was on Bumble and I only lasted a week. I didn't, and I made some matches, but it all felt very false, you know, even the matches that I made. So so I got rid of it. But I think... what I did was I'd say stuff like, date me and you can be on my podcast. Like, nice. I was promoting the podcast at the same time.
That's the right way to do it.
So that I could sort of pretend like, ah, oh, no, I'm just here to make friends, and I don't even care if you sleep with me. Sex is shit. Who cares about that? You know, just listens for the podcast. That's what I'm about.
That's the right way to do it.
And you sort of hide behind that mask.
The most, dude, it's the most basic shit. Like food stuff. Like who told me that? I think it was Harry John. He was like, oh, that's in Melbourne as well. When I was setting up Tinder in Melbourne, he was like, what you want is something.
Is he a master of it, sort of thing? But
he was kind of coaching me through it.
I guess he gets a few dates. Yeah, you know, so he must know.
He's doing something right.
Yeah,
and he was like, what you need to do is you need to have like a question in your description, something that like elicits an answer, right? Nice. And I was like, oh, okay. And this is what I mean by about food. I've never been less proud of something, but have never had more responses. Is boysenberry a fruit? is boysenberry a real berry or some
oh,
shit?
Oh, right, okay.
Because I've only ever had it in ice cream.
Yeah, right. I've never heard of it.
You know,
am I crazy? Maybe it's called something different in the UK or something. I don't know.
You
Maybe.
Are literally insane.
Yeah. Oh, am I?
Because you've never heard of boysenberry.
But I was just like, ah, fuck it. Joking around. Right. Actually, I ran it by you and you're like, that sounds fine. You're like, couldn't give a fuck. And I did it. And
yeah, it didn't sound like a strong bit to me. But it was working on the...
That's such a good point, though.
That's what I'm saying.
To have something for them to say to you immediately, an answer to a question that you... posit straight
away. It's a shit example and it wasn't good, but it got people being like, oh my god, that's such a good point. I've never seen a boysenberry. I'm like, how crazy is that?
Do you even like want to sleep with someone who's never seen a boysenberry?
Well, no, that's the thing. Exactly. That's why I didn't respond to any of them. That's not the thing, is because I realized that I'm immediately out of ideas. After they send the message, I'm like, I don't know where to go from here.
Anyway, see ya. You're just like, anyway, see ya, unmatched.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh man, we got to get into some segments.
Yeah, let's get into the segments, man. That's why you're here.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You got something to cancel. Let's cancel something.
Do you want to cancel something?
I can cancel something.
All right, play the track. Oh yeah.
All right.
It's getting real. Now with that new trouble for soccer superstar Ronaldo, he is taking to social media denying.
Okay, I have a confession to make for the listeners. I do not have something to cancel this episode.
Well, that's all right. You already cancelled Pat Doherty.
I guess I kind of did, didn't I?
Well, no, that was you. That was you mostly. Pat Doherty.
By the way,
I want to say I'm on Pat. Definitely uncancel Pat. The hashtag already uncancel Pat Doherty. I stand by that. I'm coming after those Lebanese ones.
Write in if you think that Pat Doherty should
only at that table though.
Okay. I think there's a fair argument both sides.
Nah, man.
Okay.
Nah, it's fucked, mate. It's
really
fucked.
That's racist. That's fucked.
How about I'll be an invigilante?
Violence is never the answer, is it, Alex?
No, really. I've never been in a fight, have you?
No, I haven't.
I've been punched.
I don't think I've
And you just took it like a Gandhi. Just straight give me
up,
another.
I was like, I love you.
Turn that cheek, baby.
Did I
turn your ass cheek? Like, yeah, do what you will.
Yeah, no, it was much more bitch than that. It's just that I was like, I really don't want to punch you back because it means that you're going to punch me again.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, can you tell us why you got punched?
Because this was in grade 8. This is the only time I've ever been punched. And it was this guy called Banger.
Oh, it sounds like
that's his birth name, by the way. Really? That's his birth name, Banger. No fucking joke.
Is his second name Mash? Banger Mash.
Very good.
Okay. So you said that to him, and then he punched you in the face.
Well, this is again. I am an undeveloped human now. Imagine me in grade 8, dude.
Yeah,
I was saying some dumb shit, and I had a guitar. I had a guitar from the music room.
Oh yeah.
And Banger came up, and he was like, "Where'd you get a guitar, man?" And I literally went like, "I fucked your mom for it." Dude.
Oh no! Did you really?
Yeah.
And he punched you.
You said this to Banger?
I said it to Banger. I don't know, Banger, but this is
Banger
why.
What did Banger ever do?
No,
to
no.
You?
But this is why. Okay, nothing. He did nothing. But this is why I said it is because I thought we were closer than we were. So I was just throwing out some banter. Like I was just,
banger banter,
dude. I was just trying to be like, now you say something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he didn't. He just looked very, very angry.
Yeah.
And he just went, you fucked up just now.
Oh,
dude.
Really?
And I was like, oh,
fucked up. That's racist.
That's racist. Straight up.
He's just banged you.
How old are people in grade 8? How old are you in grade 8?
In Brisbane, 13.
Oh, okay.
I was 13.
I think you're a bit older here in grade 8. Oh, you wouldn't know either. You wouldn't even know. I'm the only New South Wales.
I think you're 14 here, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway. And I go, oh, I realize that I made a mistake immediately because there's fire in his eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I am so sorry. Yeah. And he's like, you better never come down to the basketball courts ever again. That's where him and his friends hang out. And I was like, I will never come down there again. And for the next week, people were coming up to me and be like, dude, Bang is going to kill you. Every single day.
Oh, no.
Even my friends were like, Bang has put a hit out on you. Like, they're like, he hates you. And then one day I was like, I'm going to go down to the basketball courts and sort this out like a man.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight him. I'm just going to talk to him. And I went down by myself, no one around me. Like a movie, him and all of his friends gather around me in a circle. And he steps through into the middle. And he's like, I told you not to come down here.
Oh, no.
He did tell you that.
He did, to be fair. Gave me fair warning. And so did everybody else.
You just want to play basketball.
Hey, dude, I was never going to fucking be ever allowed near that basketball court.
Yeah.
But he just grabs me by the shirt and he like punches me one time.
Yeah.
In the face?
In the face. And it happened so quickly that I didn't know what happened. And I look him in his eyes and he's crying.
Really?
Yeah, dude. This is what was crazy. This is what made me feel the worst about the entire thing.
Because he was close to you. Because he's it's like punch. It's like
someone
punching
he loved.
His father or his uncle or
that's,
something.
I think you know? Just tied it up really well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, he just ran away after that, like in tears, and I felt.
And you
so,
never saw him again.
Never again. Never.
He was
again.
So overcome with emotion by having to punch you that he burst out in tears.
Which means he must have cared about me a little bit.
He loved you. Don't you understand? Banger loved you.
This is
Banger
not,
is cancelled.
This is not what the segment was supposed to be.
No, no, that's not what I've cancelled. That's not what I've cancelled.
All right, well...
I'll invigilate the...
Invigilate?
Yeah.
Go on.
I'll decide which of these two gets cancelled.
Cool.
And I think, Alan, you should go first. What are you cancelling today?
Democracy.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and Alex, what are you... No, Alan, please explain.
I just think, you know, sometimes people vote for the wrong thing.
Okay.
Mm. And we've got to put a stop to that.
So this is in reference to
come on, man.
No, I've been thinking a bit. This is more of a serious one than I normally would do.
Okay, go ahead.
That, like, global warming and stuff seems to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, it is probably.
Things are getting hotter. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
And, so why don't you take off your clothes? No, that's a song. Anyway, the point is, like, I'm worried about even having children because of global warming.
You're saying that people's...
And I don't know if democracy is well equipped to dealing with long-term problems, like 50-year problems,
this is
or 100 years in the future, you know.
It's an existential issue for the human race, democracy, you're saying.
Yeah, so I think, you know, thinking ahead 3 years or 4 years with democracy, I'm not sure it's going to solve anything. What would be annoying is if I decide not to have kids because of global warming, and then it doesn't happen. Like, things are fine
in
the future.
I can just gamble the life of your kids on your happiness.
Yeah, because everyone says it's like it's the happiest day of your life having kids.
Yeah,
and so maybe I should have some kids.
I fell asleep. What did you say?
I want to have some kids. But democracy.
Maybe you could just adopt one that already exists.
Now you're talking.
Would you adopt?
Yes, I would. I would adopt a 14-year-old boy.
I can see it.
And we would fight crime together. I would dress as a bat, and he would dress and some nice overalls.
Some lovely negligee.
And we would just be vigilantes, and I think a bit of street justice. Is what the people.
I'd like it. I like it on the record that Alex and Alan just fist bumped.
Dude, I'll be your fucking sidekick.
Well, that was one of my catchphrases in Melbourne. I like to deliver street justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Alex got a big kick out of that.
I love that.
Mine's not very good.
No, but it's serious. We get serious sometimes on this.
Get very serious.
But now let's see, Alex.
Mine is way less serious than that.
Rowan Thamba.
Mine.
I'm straight up. I cancel Rowan Thamba. No.
Yeah. Who do you want to cancel?
I actually went through a lot thinking about this, about like who I'm going to cancel. At first, I was going to be like, I'm going to cancel everybody that doesn't think I'm the best rapper of our generation. At first, I was going to do that. Okay. And then I realized that's silly.
Yeah.
You got to give people time to adjust to your art.
Okay.
So now,
are you actually serious about your rap?
My rap? Mm. I'm the most serious about my rap.
Yeah, here we go.
So you would like to actually release not a comedy rap album, but a genuine rap album.
Not like a storytelling rap album about where I came from.
Mm. Really? You might. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking maybe.
Definitely not. I have nothing to say, man.
You played me a little bit of your rippity rapping on the trip. And I thought, oh, this guy's got a little bit of ability. Yeah. But it was a joke one.
Well,
it was a funny one.
Don't get me wrong. I have bars. Like, I still come with the heat, dude. But I'm not going to fucking release a rap album.
Maybe a funny one you could.
So that's not what you're
going
to cancel.
That's not, no, okay. I was going to cancel, I was going to say volunteers, but specifically music festival volunteers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm canceling those motherfuckers.
All right.
Done with all of them.
Nice. What reasons can you give for canceling?
Have you been to a music festival?
No.
Alan?
Oh, the Woodford Folk Festival.
I knew it was going to be Woodford.
But I didn't want to be there either.
I would love to see you at Woodford just with no shoes, shirt off.
I wore shoes.
Okay, all right. Well,
a lot of mud around.
Why'd you go? What was your reason for going?
A family. Like my sister was into that sort of thing. So,
oh, okay.
So we convinced my wife wanted to go. Was convinced by my sister, and so I went, tagged along.
All right.
Almost bought a coconut watch. As you do.
Okay, why
but
we
continue
canceling?
Your story.
So I went to Splendor earlier in the year, and the thing about these, like, because at these places they've given these people like the authority,
yeah,
like these volunteers are kind of in charge of you,
yeah.
But they're not, like, they didn't study for this. They're literally just there for the free ticket.
Yeah.
That's why they're there, right?
Yeah, right.
So they're just like you. They're just as cooked as you are in that moment, but they have high vis.
Yeah.
That's
and a lanyard on or whatever.
And a lanyard, and they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they don't read the, like, the amount of motherfuckers that had no idea what they were doing. Anytime you would come up to it, like, to ask a question.
Yeah.
I couldn't get back to my campsite one time because the dude was just like, I don't know what you want me to do right now, man.
I'm watching Kendrick. Can you go away?
Seriously, it's like they don't give a fuck. Like you could honestly, genuinely, you could go up to a dude and be like, "Hey, man, where's the water station? My friend's dying."
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, "I don't really know, eh? Like I'm just here to see Gambino." That shit made me this one time.
That's childish.
Thank you. It made me so mad. This one time that I was trying to get through, cause like we just made some friends, me and Oliver Twist, we made some friends and they were like, come back to our tent, we have beers. They were staying at the part of the camping site that was like for poor people. So they didn't have a lot of money. So we were in the VIP. So we had to go over to the poor people one and like drink their beers and we were hanging out.
Stealing beers,
so stealing beers from the poor people. Like
you lowered yourself like, to their level. Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was Oliver loved it. It was like being back at home.
That's proper.
Guys, I've got something I want to catch.
and me and Ollie just kind of call it. We're like, all right, this is as far as we're going to go. Let's just go back to our VIP campsite.
Yeah, cool.
And we're trying to cut through the festival. They've closed the festival, and the dude there who's just a volunteer, he's like, you can't come through. And we're like, but our camping site's over there. Like, and is there like a road around? And he was like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, well, we'll just walk that way and hopefully we find something.
Yeah.
We came to two different dead ends and then we finally found another dude. We're like, hey, man, can we just walk through the campsite? Because our fucking tent, I can see it.
Yeah.
I just need to walk there. Yeah. I can see it. And he was like, what kind of wristbands do you have? And we showed him our wristbands. He's like, I've never seen those colors before.
Really?
And then he takes out a chart full of colors of wristbands and he keeps looking at ours and then cross-checking it with the color chart and being like, no, no, no. And then I'm like, dude, I noticed that that's like for the workers.
Oh, really?
And I was like, you're not going to find that on there. And he eventually just goes like, just throws his hands up and goes like, no.
Oh, dude. And that's, I was so like, lame.
We're just going to walk through. And he was like, all right, all right. And we walk through and we get stopped like 18 times by every other volunteer being like, you can't be in here. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just like, hire some motherfuckers, pay some people, whether that's their job, get them to read the thing.
Dude, okay, so let me get this straight. I have to choose whether we're going to cancel volunteers or democracy.
Yeah.
It's not an easy decision, I'll be honest with you. Let me think.
It's like the hard versus soft tacos decision.
Yeah, that famous decision. I think I'm going to have to go with, I can't in good conscience cancel democracy.
Yeah, it's done a lot for us. You're a good man.
You know what I mean? I can't do that. I certainly can't do that whilst being recorded on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Be a different story if we're just having a conversation, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Cancel it in a heartbeat. Of course. But I'm going to have to cancel volunteers, annoying volunteers that don't know what's going on. I've experienced that when I ran Molotov in that volunteer-run pub.
Uh-huh.
You were a volunteer as well.
Well, no, I got money. I did get money for
it. Did you really?
Well, we made money.
Okay.
Like thousands of dollars.
Not thousands. Not even hundreds, I don't think. But that's it. I think we're going to have to cancel volunteers. Democracy, it was a bold move for you to go for democracy, I think. Even though your reasons are quite good.
I remembered, like...
I don't think we're
with,
ready.
With, like, what's the deal with anarchists, right? Like,
yeah, what do they want?
What? Yeah, what, like, you know the guy who started World War One because he shot...
Oh, yeah.
The band Franz Ferdinand, he shot him.
He got them. He did one bullet went through all of them.
Through all of them, and then that started a fucking great war. Which anyone who was in it was like, "This isn't great." But you know, that guy was an anarchist, right?
So he created anarchy. He's like the ultimate anarchist, really.
But then he's just like in prison. Like,
yeah, true.
Most anarchists, like the Sex Pistols or something, they wouldn't last 5 minutes in actual anarchy.
No
right?
way. No way.
Because in anarchy, you just join a big horde of people who are sort of strong guys, like the Lebanese table.
And that's why you're at this.
And that's why I'm joining. You got to have allies.
Do you think we need violent revolution?
No.
Not non-violent revolution?
Yeah, I think to replace democracy, and you can't have anarchy.
No.
I
don't think anarchy can exist. I think always power structures will start to come up. And
it's silly. Yeah. Silly to be an anarchist. But I think the solution, obviously, is to have a big supercomputer which rules the world. Anyway, play the track. Well, the end.
We're 40 minutes in.
Are we 40 minutes in?
Yeah.
Oh, are we done?
Dude, that's it.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. That went really quick.
I had so much more to say.
Well, save it for the next time you're on. Next week.
Will I be back?
What?
Am I coming back?
You come back every time because it's partially your podcast. I'm done with saying it.
I can't wait to come back and you're just a supercomputer. You put your brain inside.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Alex. Right,
thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
So much fun.
Sorry for all of the problematic things that went down.
Yeah. Sorry, Pat.